The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Wildebeest are the most common large antelope on Earth. As anyone who's ever been on an East African safari can attest, their constant grunts seem like they might even drive the wildebeest a little crazy. But the calls actually play a key role in the antelope's mating strategy. Wildebeest have a frenzied mating period that hinges on female physiological responses to rapid-fire vocalizations from males. The collective drone of bull wildebeest mating calls have a significant effect on the ovulation of females. In fact, the link between audio from rutting males and the rapidity and synchronicity of the she-beast's menstrual cycles is so strong that researchers concluded it was the primary mechanism by which the gnus keep themselves on schedule in mating season. Wildebeests on the Serengeti do not have the luxury of hiding their young like forest-dwelling deer. The big bovids and their offspring are constantly exposed. If wildebeest mated all across the calendar year, their sparse youngsters would be picked off by predators at every turn. So their adaptive solution is to have their young all at once to overwhelm and disorient potential aggressors.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.